Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I've got a real quick video for you. I just want to break down into three steps, pretty much a guaranteed way for you to create the kind of relationship and life and future that you want to have, no matter what. You have to have some real clear standards for yourself. So I created this three-step process. And that three-step process, it starts with first a vision of what it is that you want, right? What is it that you want for your romantic, love, connection, passion, sex life over the next 30, 40 years? Do you know what that is? Are you really clear? Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what it tastes like? Do you know what it smells like? Right? Do you know what it feels like? Are you clear on that? Are you clear what you expect for yourself over the next 30 to 40 years? If you're not, that's the place you need to start. Step one, get clear. What's your vision for the future? What do you want? What do you expect from people that you allow into your life? And what are you not willing to tolerate? Step two is now you must create a clear understanding of who you are, who you've been, and who you need to be, right? Who you need to be able to create what it is that you want in your future. Who you need to be, what does that even mean? Well, that's what your work is, right? This is what we do as coaching with guys, is help people to get clear on this. Who do you need to be as a man to be able to create the kind of connection, the kind of enjoyment, the kind of passion, the kind of fun, the kind of laughter and flirtation that you want to have in your relationship, the kind of enthusiasm, right? Who do you need to be to create that? This isn't easy work. It takes some digging around, it takes some focus, it takes some understanding of all the different things that play into it. But the most important thing, and this is step three, right? The most important thing in this process is that you have to be absolutely, right? Absolute means no question, absolutely committed to only making choices that are in alignment with step one and step two, right? Only making choices that are in alignment with what it is that you want for your life experience over the next 30 to 40 years and who you need to be to create that life experience over the next 30 to 40 years. And I know immediately the first thing that people will say, especially if we're in a relationship that is disconnected, you know, struggling, maybe there's people saying they don't love you or that they're unsure or considering divorce. The first thing we'll do is say, "But what about this? What about her? What about the situation?" But if you think about it, you always have a choice, right? You always have a choice. You always have a choice as to how you're going to respond to your current situation. And your choice needs to be driven by what's important for you. What are your standards? What are you 100% committed to creating in your future? If you're not fully committed to that, how can you expect to have that? I've seen all sorts of things happen in relationships when we've been coaching guys. I've seen things turn around from the most shitty, broken, disconnected, mudslinging, crappy kind of situations to being the most passionate, connected, exciting, enthusiastic relationships, far better than they ever were before the disconnection. And that just goes to show you when somebody is fully committed to creating what they want, and they don't hold on to, well, it has to be with this person or it has to be in this kind of way. Oftentimes things turn around, right? Because their leadership, their commitment, their drive, their total focus on moving in that direction actually is intriguing, it's interesting, it's attractive, it's magnetic, it creates some kind of wonder and it creates some confusion. It's kind of a little bit threatening, but it's also kind of hot. So this is what we do, guys. We get you super clear. We get you super focused. And we make sure that you stay committed because this is the problem. It all comes down to how I feel about myself. The only reason that you ever back down on the standards that you want for yourself in your future is because you don't believe that you can create it. And you kind of betray yourself. You betray your own worth. You betray your own self-worth by saying, "Somebody else is in control of my ability to create this," or some circumstances in control of that. So that's what I wanted to give you today. Any questions? Anything you'd like to challenge me on? I would love to hear from you, dan@goodguystogreatmen.com, or come to the website, have a look around, watch the videos, and fill in the application form. We'd love to give you a free call, free bit of coaching for an hour and a half, and just see how does it feel for you. We will challenge your thinking. We will challenge whether you think you can create what it is that you want to have in your future. And we will dig out the reasons that are holding you back from creating that right now. Okay, take care, brothers. See ya.